The Gemara asks towards the end of the Chavei Amud Aleph, who says the makar is Shef Chavei Sechra? Is there another makar? The Tan, Yevahi and Hashem Asher Yutmeim Lenefesh Adam. This is the Parsha of Shemi, of course. Also, Nashim Minhadu. So the Tanami asks, who were these people? So no say everyone is Yosef, how you to be Yosef Lili, right? That whoever carried the urn is Yosef, was a Tmei Mace to Yosef, Yosef's bones. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishal Vel Tzafan, how you should be Oskim and Nadav Avihu. Like the Parsha says that Mishal and Tzafan had to carry Nadav and Avihu out of the Mishkan. Okay, Tosas deals with exactly how there had to have been enough left of Nadav and Avihu to make them Tamei. Here it's interesting, just as an aside, some of the Parsha asks, like, what's the question? Like, who were these people who were Tamei Mate and couldn't do the Karban Pesach? Like, people die all the time. There's someone whose relative died, which is what Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say. Like, why do you even have to find someone special to be this, to be these people? Why not just say there was someone, like every day there's someone who's tamei? That's part of life. That's the cycle of life. So there are two main answers in the Mefarshim. The Ra'ah and the Ritva here say that they're medayik in the Rav Yitzchak makes this deal. They say everyone agrees with the dig in the pasuk. They said, they couldn't bring a carbon that day, eat a carbon that day, but they could the next day. They were what's called Shvi Shalahem, read the Rondur, who says, all Tanam agree with Shvi Shalahem Erev Pesach, that this is the seventh day, and that night they'd be Dehorim. They had a Lumdisha, they already had a Lumdisha Kasha from Moshe. Right now we're Tamei, but right now they're Gohanim Shef, the carbon Pesach, not us. At night, when it's time for our part of the job to eat it, we'll be tahor. So is that okay? Because we'll be tahor by the time we need to be physically involved. Or is that not okay? Because we're tamei at the time of the Iker Mitzvah of Shlita. And that's a lumdish question. It said, who were such big Talmidei Chachamim? They had such lumdish questions. Must have been Talmidei Chachamim. And that's what they asked. Who were such big Talmidei Chachamim? So Yosef says, the people who were allowed to carry the coffin of Yosef were big Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva says, Mishal and Old Tzafim were big Talmidei Chachamim. That's their pshat. Just interesting that Tzlach and a few other Achronim say, based on a Chumash Vart, if you look in the Chumash, few of the Achronim say this. I haven't found it in the Rishonim. If you look in the Chumash, in Sefer Shmos, in the first year when they do a census, there were 603,550 people, right? Thank you, I appreciate that. And if you look in Bamidbar in the second year, when they took a census as well in Parshas Bamidbar, there were how many people? 603,550, that's what it says at the end of Perek Aleph, someplace, 603,550. Okay. Last year, year one, and year two on the second month after Pesach, they were the same number of people, 603,550. So how can it be the same number of people? So it must be that no one died in that first year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In between Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim, right, from, let's say, sometime in the fall of year one through the summer of year two, including Pesach, no one died. So if no one died, then who would possibly be dying? No one died. And that's why they have to come up with the people who carried Yosef or none of them have you, because otherwise no one died. Okay, you could say that, but the Tzlach says, no one died. If no one died, didn't people at least get to the 20th birthday? So Rashi already answered that. He's based on Rashi, who says, no, it only counts as your birthday in Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah didn't pass. Which is the Chiddush, like, when do people go up a year? On their personal birthday, or on Rosh Hashanah? So, yes. So, okay, but that's, again, okay, so that's a clever answer to the Tzlach. It's just funny, like, you know, why do you need special people? Like, why couldn't anyone be coming? So you could just say Stam. But again, the two answers I found in the Mefarshim are the Ritva and the Ra'ah say they must have been Talmidei Chachamim, or the Tzlach says no one died. And then he has to see some Rav Yitzchak. What does he mean? He means the Erev Rav. Someone from the Erev Rav died. And that's how he goes a great diuk. Where if Yisro says Meis Mitzvah, it means literally Meis Mitzvah with no relatives. Because people from the Erev Rav had no relatives. They left all their relatives and came. Okay. That's the first part. Now, let's go on. Says Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Gomer, no say Rona Shal Yosef, how you car, you chon litahir, Mishal, that's often how you chon, how you litahir. He says, what do you mean? If it was the people who carried Yosef's Aron, they were already camping for many months. They didn't have to carry it for a long time. And if it was Mishal and Otsafan, not an Avi who died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had already 14 days. They had plenty of time to become Tahor. And we have Masorah, it says in the Gemara, that they shepherd Paradum on Rosh Chodesh. They already had plenty of time to be Tahor. So therefore, that shot doesn't make any sense. Eli, he said, Oskim makes mitzvah, ha yushchol shvishol, and the Oskim pass, we're just people who buried a makes mitzvah, which the Rishonim say means buried their relatives, everyone except for the Tzlach. Just people who buried Stam, and their seventh day, their Toma was on Erev Pesach, Shenemar v'lo yachol asos v'es v'yom ahu v'yom ahu v'yom laso, l'machir v'yom laso, so they couldn't do it on that day, the next day they could have. And that's why they asked, are we allowed to bring the Korban Pesach? And the answer was, whatever the answer was, which we're not going to get into now. I'll just point out that another problem. I mean, Rav Yitzchak is really glot. Rav Yitzchak makes perfect sense. Someone whose their relative died, right? And then he has a diuk that it happened to be that the seventh day of their Tumas Meis was the Erev Pesach, which could be. I mean, someone's going to die that day too. You know, it means someone died on the 8th. So if someone died and they buried him on the 8th, then all those people were the people who asked the Shaiva. Kiva Yossi, we have another problem here. Taka Yitzchak's right. They had plenty of time to become Tahor. Just to briefly summarize, the bunch to say about this, the Ibn Ezra, okay, those, anyone here who likes Pshuta Shel Mikra. So, the Pshuta Shel Mikra people, they really don't, they don't fully understand why Chazal say that Nadav Navi who died in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In Chazal is very clear, Rashi all over say, the Shivas Miami Luim were Chaf Gimel through Chaf Tes of Adar, and the Yom HaShmini of Parash Shmini was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we even have Minhagim, Ad HaYom HaZeh, many Minhagim based on the fact that the Yom HaShmini was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you look in this simple shot of the words without any Midrashim, it sounds like the 7 days of Miluim were Rosh Chodesh Nisan through many, many proofs that the simple shot of the word through Zion Nisan, and the Yom HaShmini was Ches Nisan. Okay, but that's against Chazal. So the Ibn Ezra says he's very happy to have this kasha. He says, how would Rabbi Akiva answer Rabbi Yitzchak's kasha? The Ibn Ezra says, Rabbi Yitzchak said they have plenty of time to become Tahor. How does Rabbi Akiva answer the kasha? It must be Rabbi Akiva held the Yom HaShmini was Ches Nisan. And they didn't have time to become Tahor. Ches Nisan was the first day. Yudal was the seventh day, and they didn't have any time. They were stuck at the last minute. So the Ibn Ezra here finds, like he found one Tana to support his Pshuta Shel Mikra, that the Yom HaShmini was Ches Nisan instead of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he's very, very excited about this, that now, you know, he's not against Chazal. He's like Rabbi Akiva, okay? If you're like Rabbi Akiva, then you're not so bad. It's definitely not the end of the world. So that's the Ibn Ezra. He uses this question to save Pshuta Shel Mikra, and he says, how would they answer Yitzchak's question? You would say, Tak, they didn't have any time, because Yom HaShmini was Ches Nisan. Against the Minhag Olam, there's a tiny Tzaddikim of Rosh Chodesh, and etc., etc. And against the Hasidim who don't say Tachnun from Chaf Gimel through Chaf Tes Adar, etc. The only problem with the Ibn Ezra is that answers Rabbi Akiva, but it doesn't answer Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili still comes out looking bad, like, didn't they have a lot of time to come to Har? So you have to come up with another answer Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Once you have another answer, you're saying, it also works for Rabbi Akiva. So it takes away the Ibn Ezra's proof. So, okay, the Ibn Ezra tries very hard here to say, what's the answer of Yitzchak's claim? They had lots of time? They didn't have time. The Yom HaShmini was Ches Nisan. The problem is that if the answer only works for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it's not a very good answer. And so you need a different answer. And once you need a different answer, there goes the Ibn Ezra's proof. So, okay. The Ibn Ezra as an attempt, but it's not really so convincing. The two main proofs in the main answers in the Mefarshim are, the Ritva says that it was their seventh day that they waited, and they were not in a rush. Why? Because their seventh day was Erev Pesach, and they thought it would be okay as long as they'd be Tahor by the Seder night. And that's why they were in no rush. Like, they could have been, they were in no rush, because they, Taka, thought it was okay. They thought it would be okay to be tame on your dalet as long as they're tohar on tesvav. And that's why they didn't rush. Whether they're right or wrong is a good question. The Ritva says they were subtly wrong. So you could say, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Gli would answer, they were no rush. Let's just, put problems with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Gli, which don't have to do with our main sugya. Just then, how they work out. Number one was, what was their whole question? Why do they need to find special people anyway? So remember, we had one answer, which was the Ritva and the Ra'ah, who say they were Talmidei Chachamim, or the way they say is they were Nashim Chashuvim. And a second answer was the Tzlach, who says no one died, except for Yosef, who died a long time ago, and Nadman Avi, who died because of a very special occasion. Sad special occasion. The other question is, how do they answer Rabbi Yitzchak's question? So we have the Ibn Ezra, who says, Nadav va'avihu mesu b'ches nisan, which is a great answer, and really gives you a whole nother way of reading the Pesukim in the Chumash. The only problem is, it's not an answer for Yossi Aglili, so maybe you need another answer, right? The weakness is, but it doesn't help for Yossi Aglili. Apparently that didn't bother the Ibn Ezra, but I don't know, if I met the Ibn Ezra, I'd say, you have a great answer for Akiva. What do you think Rabbi Yossi Gilili holds? What's he going to say? Oh, Rabbi Yossi Gilili was stupid, but I have an answer for Akiva. You'd be stuck. Okay, so another answer is just, the Ritva says that Savru, what's called Shochtin Vizorkin Al Tmei Sheretz, which Tmei Sheretz means, without getting the rhyme on the right of it, someone who's going to be, meaning, equals that they thought, what did they think? That it's simplifying, it's good enough to be tahor by the 15th of Nisan, and therefore they were in no rush. They did have time, they didn't rush because they thought that the 15th was good enough and they were going to be tahor on the 15th.
They needed the Efer HaPara before this people.
Yes, but they had the Efer HaPara already on base, so it was plenty of time. Yeah, that's what the Medrash, that's what Gemara says.
They could have held it's good enough, but clearly they couldn't have held it as the best.
Right, so it's a little weak. Why weren't they just on the safe side? Okay, so what about its reason? So it's a good kasha. Rashi, by the way, I know this is all in brackets. Rashi did, I'm not spending too much time on it. Rashi in Gittin actually says that they did have enough time to become tahor. Rashi in Gittin says they did have enough time to become tahor. Truth is, Tosfos and Sukkim says the same thing. Rashi in Gittin says it was actually Aleph when they had the discussion and they had enough time. Tosfos says it was Yodalit and they had enough time. But Rashi and Gittin, take Rashi and Gittin, actually says that they did have enough time, and they were only asking, let me add one thing, I apologize. Rashi said, let me say it a little better, they asked before they knew, here I'm adding something to Rashi, about Parah Aduma. Rashi says, Rashi is a new pshat. They weren't asking on Erev Pesach. They were asking on Rosh Chodesh Nisan before they knew all the rules of Parah Aduma. So they didn't know, it wasn't that they waited until the last minute. And Rashi therefore says that they asked on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is the sheet, this yachid of Rashi. Everyone else held they asked on Yodalit. Rashi, they asked on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Taka, they did have time. What were they nervous about? They didn't know all the rules yet. They didn't have a Parah Aduma. They didn't know all the details yet. So they asked just out of nervousness, and Taka was fine. They didn't wait for the last minute. And that's how Rashi defends Rabbi Akiva and Yossi Aglili. They did have time, and they weren't.
But they weren't to have the ride. The part of the thrust could be to prove that also from Mitzvah Potter made a mitzvah.
Ah!
Then you lose that.
Absolutely. But that's okay. You still have to prefer Yitzhak. I'll just point out that Slach says a fourth shot. I put the Slach in brackets. He says they didn't know there'd be a Korban Pesach that year. Because in the Midbar, Chazal tells them in the Midbar they didn't bring Korban Pesach, except the even darshan of a pasuk. Okay, at least one opinion that Korban Pesach is only noheg in Pesach and in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Korban Pesach in the Midbar except for the second year. Remember, Rashi says they only brought the second year. So they thought there wouldn't be Korban Pesach. That's why there were no rush. More you can ask. Why did they want to be Zrizim anyway? But you can have another answer. Says the Tzlach. Okay, and I'm sure there's a gazillion other answers also, but now we're going to go on. Says the Tzlach that they didn't know there would be a Korban Pesach. They didn't know there would be a Korban Pesach, in which case there were no rush. Okay, there's a million other instances as well, just interesting. Okay, if you're ever interested in Pshuta Shel Mikra, you have this Ibn Ezra, right? Until I actually thought about it more, I thought this Ibn Ezra was a great proof, until I realized that it's not really so good. But that's what we're seeing. All right.
The Ritual can't seem to be quite a finish because we say that Pesach Sheni has to be onus, and here it's not really onus, it's human error. They thought that it's okay, and it turns out.
So we paskin that if you're Tame or Derek Rechoka, then even if it's not onus, you bring Pesach Sheni. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Sorry. If you're not Tame, you're not Derek Rechoka, you just Stan didn't bring it, then only an onus. But if you, even then, maybe a shogeg, so it's not a problem. Anyway, okay, now let's get back to the main point of our Gemara. The Gemara says, this proves that Osig Mitzvah, Pachman and Mitzvah. How does this prove Osig Mitzvah, Pachman and Mitzvah? So you have to, make a cheshbon here. When they were going to bury, right, according to everyone, at least Rav Yitzchak proves, right? Because according to Rav Yitzchak, what happened? On Ches Nisan, right, it's Machlokes, whether Rav Yehiva was on Ches, in the end, they didn't bring Korban Pesach or not. But Rav Yitzchak says on Ches Nisan, the Ritva is a little differently, but mainstream. On Ches Nisan, they had a funeral to attend, right? And they attended this funeral and became Tamei. Because it's a mitzvah to attend a funeral, at least of a relative, right? Most of the Farshim say, Meis Mitzvah means the mitzvah to attend a funeral of a relative. La Yitama, we paskin, is a mitzvah. So, but hold on a second. They had to say to themselves, I'm on my way to this funeral, but I should interrupt my mitzvah. Why? Because if I go to this funeral, I'll miss out on Korban Pesach. Right? They missed out on Korban Pesach. And they didn't even know about Pesach Sheni at the time. Right? They missed out on Korban Pesach. If they miss out on Korban Pesach, then they should have stopped going to the funeral before they walked into the Beit Hespeid. They should have stopped and said, I have to interrupt my going to the funeral in order to do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, why should they interrupt the funeral for Korban Pesach? What makes Korban Pesach more important? Because it's Karis. So therefore, they should have interrupted for the sake of Korban Pesach, but they didn't stop going to the funeral in order to do a Korban Pesach. Why not? And this proves, because Osig Mitzvah, Pater and Mitzvah, once they're in the middle of being Osig in the Mitzvah of a funeral, they are Pater from the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and because as long as they were Chayv in Korban Pesach, they should have stopped and save their Tara from Korban Pesach. So it must be their Pater from Korban Pesach.
I don't understand that, Gemara, because then there'd be nobody to bury you. And then there'd be a Meis Mitzvah or a real Meis Mitzvah.
So that's a good question, meaning if no one buries him, then we know a real Meis Mitzvah is Docha Korban Pesach. That's a drasha the Gemara brings in many places, right, from V'lachoto. So that's why, now I admit, here it gets a little Dachuk, that's why I think Rashi and Tosfos have to emphasize that it wasn't a real Meis Mitzvah. It was just a relative. And as far as Joel's question, it could be, isn't it a Meis Mitzvah? No, you know what? Maybe so they could have hired someone who was a Zavar Mitzora to bury them. Or maybe they could have asked a Katan to bury them. Or some people hold women are not Chayiv, they're only optional Korban Pesach. Maybe they could have asked a woman to bury them if you hold Nashim, Barishon, Rashot, etc. So let's assume it wasn't Mamish a Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah means there's no one to bury them. They can be eaten by wild animals. No, it was in the Machaneh. Someone could have buried them, and maybe someone could have buried them who didn't have to bring or who would otherwise not have brought a Korban Pesach. Or at the very least, one person could have buried all the people. And then there wouldn't have been Anashim. There would have only been Ish. Right? Let one person bury them. Right? They'll have a grave digger. Why did, were there, it seems like, and again, this is what you have to assume, there were relatives who went just to be Mechabe, not because otherwise there wouldn't have been a burial. And those relatives were the ones who came before Moshe. And Taka, it was not Meis Mitzvah Mamish, it was just Mitzvah's funeral of your relative. And therefore, it's Osig Mitzvah Padma Mitzvah. What is the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers thus, Tzricha. No, you need both this and Bishivcha. The Eshvin Hasim Shodel Lamotzim Achiv the Pesach. If you said you're a potter here, you're only, you know why they're potter Pesach here? Because they're not Chayim Pesach yet. It's Ches Nisan. Right? The Chiv wasn't Chal yet. What do you have to work here? Of course they're potter from Pesach. They're potter from Pesach because the Chiv is only Chal in Yudalit, and now it's Ches. So obviously they don't have to stop and worry about Karban Pesach because the Chiv is not Chal yet. Right? This would be reminiscent. I know it's a Machlokas. Reminiscent of the famous Shut Radvaz. Right? The guy was in jail and the Tsar offered to let him out for one day. And he asked his posek, should he try to get out for Yom Kippur, because it's such an important davening? Should he try to get out for Purim so he could hear the Megillah and do Pursuing Nisa, because Pursuing Nisa is more important than other mitzvos? Should he, etc., etc.? And what did the Ravaz answer? The Ravaz, now, not everyone agrees, but I'm not going to say that. Now, the Ravaz famously answers, he says, you should ask to be let out tomorrow, first thing in the morning, because do the mitzvah that you can now, and don't worry about mitzvahs that you're not up to now. So then, here, okay, that's all this proves that you don't have to worry about a mitzvah that's not here yet. That doesn't prove that your potter from Sukkah, if Sukkah is already here, give me a second. So they continue. If we only have Shift Kwe Secha, that would only prove Chatzin's potter from Kriyashma. And Oseg Mitzvah is part of Kriyashma, and Shluchim Mitzvah are part of Sukkah, and Shomer Aved is part of Tzedakah, because that doesn't have Kareis. But Pesach is Kareis, you might think you're not Potter. Tzricha, we need both Pesachim, we need Pesach Sheni to teach us even a Mitzvah that has Kareis, and we need Bishef Tzvah to teach you your Potter even when the time of the Mitzvah has already come.
What this concept of that the Mitzvah is not here yet, but it is. I mean, you could use that same logic to say, Sukkah is coming, not going to worry about it. First night Sukkah, I don't have a Sukkah. I didn't have to prepare beforehand. So I'm putter, but part of the Mitzvah is preparing for the Mitzvah.
Right.
And this is part of preparing.
Correct.
For the
I don't think anyone would say, obviously, more is giving your duck out observing. No one is going to say that no one is ever chayiv to prepare for a Mitzvah. That's ridiculous. No one's going to say that you don't have to buy a lulav before Sukkot because it's not chal yet, or you don't have to build your sukkah before Sukkot, or get a shofar before Rosh Hashanah. No, that's obviously ridiculous. What we mean here is that not what you should do. The question is, if you're doing a mitzvah, do you have to interrupt a mitzvah because of a mitzvah that's not here yet? That you could say, if I'm doing one mitzvah, obviously all else being equal, I should have your shemayim prepared for me. You should always be prepared. But here's a clash. When there's a clash, the mitzvah that's here beats the mitzvah that's not here. But you would have thought that only applies if it's not here. Now here comes,
the lashon is wrong. Then it's, the mitzvah hasn't come yet. The mitzvah has come yet. You have to prepare. What do you use the lashon of the mitzvah hasn't come yet?
First the zman of the mitzvah hasn't come yet, it says. All the mitzvahs came at Har Sinai. But the zman of the mitzvah hasn't come yet. I can live with that. Okay,
according to most Rishonim, maybe you don't even have to take into account most Averis.
You mean like the Balamor, then most Rishonim are not like the Balamor, etc. Correct, but I'm not getting into it now.
The assumption is the lima coming from the fact that we assume that there is a period of time where they were going to Levaya and still the ability to choose whether or not to do one or the other? Meaning would it interrupt going to Levaya to do the Karban Pesach? Because otherwise it's really just a choice between two mitzvahs.
Correct. So the way I described it is that even if they weren't going, like virtually they were about to go, otherwise just a choice between two mitzvahs. But you could also say like this, if when there's a choice between two mitzvahs, right, now it's a little bit of a funny choice. One you can do now, one you can't do yet. But if you can even start a mitzvah of kvura, but it works out anyway. If you can even start the mitzvah of kvura and you're potter from Karban Pesach, then call Shekane if you're already in the middle of a mitzvah, you're potter for another mitzvah. So it would just be a call Shekane. If you can even start a mitzvah and be potter for another, then call Shekane before you start. If before you start a mitzvah, you're already potter from doing another if you do that mitzvah, call Shekane before you start it. When you're already in the middle of a mitzvah, you're potter for another mitzvah. So
you
I think it's still be a mocker.
You have to do the mutual exclusive in this case. I mean, it's not like it's not your pot, you just can't.
Okay, so that could be that's the dechiyah of lomatzah zimne. That's the other thing we're saying. Maybe this doesn't prove your pot to mitzvah. It just proves that you have to choose two, and one of them is here and one of them isn't, so you have to choose the one that's here.
No, it's not lomatzah zimne. It means that they're not, one of them is here and one of them is not. I'm saying once I chose either I choose burial or I choose Karban Pesach, but once I choose that one, I can't then interrupt and choose the other one. I can't. There's no choice. I'm just either I'm tamei or I didn't do the kura.
Okay, but I could interrupt before I got there.
So that's assuming that there's a period of time where I'm on my way, but I can interrupt.
Right, unless you say, like, even if it is not... first of all, there's always some period of time. Right?
Where I'm osei? Not necessarily osei. I could be sitting and thinking about whether...
Like, no, but I have to go there somehow.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah? Okay, so that doesn't bother me. Now, here's a simple methodological question. We have two different makoros here, right? What are the two different makoros here? One makor is b'shivtecha, and one makor is Pesach Sheni. What is this covers? This covers even... Even matazimnei, but not karis, right? And this covers even kares, but not matazimne. Even kares, but not matazimne. So, and then we have both. What are the two ways to read? Now we have both. What are the two ways to read the maskana?
Even that you have both individual limosim, so you can have any case that fits either one. Mm-hmm. You say that now the two factors don't matter at all. You can make
exactly. Right? Right? This is a hakira you should... When you read this... I mean, it happens to be in Machlokes Rishonim, I think. But when you read this Gemara, you should immediately ask yourself this question, right? Rav Lichtenstein was here to tell you when you read the Gemara, you should ask yourself this question. And then you should look to see what the Mefarshim say about it. There are two ways to read the Maskana. One way to read the Maskana is, and if you'll allow me to use a little bit of a brisker sounding terminology, one way to read the Maskana is Beis Dinim. There are two Dinim. One, there's a din that Oseg b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah afilu matazimne, but not karis. And then there's a different din. What's the different din? That Oseg b'mitzvah is potter mikol mitzvah afilu sheyesh bakares shalom. Once I'm writing in Hebrew, I'll just translate to Hebrew. Shalom yizmana. There's two different torahs. One is the Torah from all mitzvos that don't have kares. The other is the Torah from all mitzvos that haven't arrived yet. But oseg b'mitzvah is not potter mi mitzvah she higiyazmano, which is just matazimno, ve yeshba karis. Higiyazmano, mitzvah feminine, ve yeshba karis, right? Meaning, there's two dinim, there's two different principles. And then, how would you characterize these two principles? And these two principles are coming from different angles, right? Meaning, they're not like just, they seem to be different principles. This principle seems to be, I'm potter from any mitzvah, even if it's much, much bigger and more important. That's not here yet. This principle seems to be, carpe diem, right? Ein l'chal mekoma b'shaito. You have to do what you have to do today and not worry about tomorrow. So this principle, you'd say, what's the principle here? The principle of Pesach Sheni is that you worry about today. When you're doing mitzvah today, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Right? It's not classic osig mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. It's just that the principle is that you're chayav to do mitzvos today without regard to tomorrow. This is a principle about perspective on time. Even though, obviously, we all know that an ikar of Judaism, I forget where it says it, but it's too obvious to say. An ikar of Judaism is that you don't only live in the moment, you care about the long term, right? Even about Olam Haba. But nonetheless, when it comes to mitzvahs, and Morty's right, if I have the choice to go to a pub and drink today and not have a sukkah, or to build a sukkah and have a sukkah in advance, I have to build a sukkah. Obviously, I have to think about tomorrow. That's just part of being a normal, mature human being. But when I'm doing a mitzvah, you should do today's mitzvahs and not worry about tomorrow's. And then there's a different principle.
Yes, you can.
What?
That you can.
Not so clear. You're right. What it could they have chosen otherwise is not mefurish. Right. It's not mefurish if they had the option or not, but maybe they have. Okay, either way.
If you're going to say that if you have it, an osik b'mitzvah, but and matas machiyuva and that other period would have been kares, that you'd have to be masik. It sounds like before these other two psukim that I would have had made that other option.
Okay, I could go either way. I'm molded. I don't know if you're molded, but I'm molded. You're either way.
Can you prove how it can go this way? I mean,
because we have a rule of ein mavir in ala mitzvos. And maybe that means that...
So you have to add another comment. So because the principle is, only once you add a member in elements...
Okay, you're right. The other principle is, what's this principle? This is classic osig mitzvah, patman mitzvah, right? That osig b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, but only potter from a mitzvah that's not so chomer. Now, here you can take this in two ways. You could say, which I'm not going to put on the board, it's really osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah across the board. However, there's a special rule that you can't be chayav karis. But what I might say is, osik mitzvah is patur min ha mitzvah, let's say better. Osik. Osik in. Mitzvah A is potter from mitzvah B if mitzvah B is not more chomer. If it's not chomer, then osik mitzvah A is potter mitzvah B. But if mitzvah B is more chomer, then of course if I'm osik in something kal, I'm not going to be potter from something more chomer. Right? And how do you know which mitzvah is more chomer? So, what did the Rambam say? Perish b'shayish and avos. You don't. I mean, forget the Rambam. What did the Mishnah say? You don't know which mitzvah is bigger than other mitzvahs. But the Rambam, very nicely, what does the Rambam say? Perish b'shayish. He says two lines, right? Every zar b'mitzvah kala kivachamura she'ena tiyadei matan schar and shel mitzvahs. You should be zar in all mitzvahs equally because you don't know what's more important. Then what's the next line at avos? V'amimachashiv hefsed mitzvah keneged schar or schar aver. Hef said mitzvah keneged schara, schara vigor keneged hefseda, which most people interpret very differently as like pashut moser, like think how much money you lose by, you know, how much zechus you'll get, etc. The Rambam says, what does it mean? That sometimes you can't figure out which mitzvah is more chomer.
By the onish.
When there's an onish, then taka is more chomer. Right? When there's an onish, taka is more chomer. So normally you want to know what's more chomer, shiluch hakan or kibud av ha'eim. So the answer is, Rashi darshaned, last week's parsha, that you can't know which is more chomer. They're both equal as far as we know. You want to know what's more chomer, shofar or more tzedakah? We don't know. But you want to know what's more chomer, Pesach or shofar, then you know karmen Pesach because it is kares. So maybe the principle is that osik mitzvah is only pater in a mitzvah if it's not more chomer. But if it's more chomer, you're not pater. That would work very well with the perspective that it's just like a Dechuye, it's not that you're fundamentally putter as long as you're doing Ritzon Hashem. No, it's that if you're doing one thing, you don't have to interrupt it to do something of equal importance. But something more important, then you do have to interrupt. What's the other option? Let's just see the other option. The other option is that it is one din. It is a mitstari, if it's one joint din. You don't say, well, there's one principle and another principle. Rather, they join together. Osei b'mitzvah. Potter min ha-mitzvah bein she-yesh ba-kares bein she-ein ba-kares bein mata-zimne bein lo-mata-zimne. Osek mitzvah is potter mitzvah across the board, and all these have-minas are q-have-minas, but they're not omid la-maskana, in which case osek mitzvah is potter even mi mitzvah shehigi azmano v'yesh bakaris. So this would be a big enough mina. So the question is, what's the maskana of the Gemara? The maskana is two separate dinim with two separate principles. One is that today beats tomorrow. A perspective on time. Right? This is, you know, Sefer Kohelis would like this perspective. Right? That, again, not, without getting Sefer Kohelis, not the strange, you know, not the improper ways to read Sefer Kohelis that, you know, that they take a few psukim that sound like you should party today and not worry about tomorrow. No. But maybe what he really means is you should do mitzvos today and not worry about tomorrow. If you're doing mitzvos today, don't worry about tomorrow. Do mitzvos today and Hashem will take care of tomorrow. That's one principle. Another principle is that if I have two mitzvos today, if I'm doing one, I don't have to stop to do another equal one. Only if the other one is more chomer. Okay, but then that sounds like the principle is just, you know, you have to pick whichever is more chomer, but I don't have to stop once to do another one that's equal chomer. Or no, you say they come together. That was all half a minus. In the Maskana, there's one din of Oskim Mitzvah Mitzvah across the board. Right? Bein Matazinei, Bein Lo Matazinei, Bein Kares, Bein Kares, Osik Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah across the board. That would fit very well with the Ran perspective. Once I'm doing Avodas Hashem, I don't have to worry about anything else. As long as I'm doing some Avodas Hashem, that's good enough. It doesn't matter what's more or less important. Even though Kares Taka is more important, it doesn't matter more or less important. It just matters that if I'm doing Avodas Hashem, that's good enough.
Well, you're really saying in this principle in the first column that it's dafka more chomer, and we only know more chomer because of Kares, and not just saying Kares Peshitta, because wouldn't that be passing the Rice of Derabanan as well?
Aha, okay, so you're right. You're right. I could have said that. And I admit, like, you could have another possibility there as well. Okay, now let me just point out that who holds these two shitas? So I think that... Let's see. I think that the Ra'ah holds that it's all one din. It's funny, like, two is one din and one is beis din, and you'll forgive me for that on the board. Says the Ra'ah, right, what does he say? Tzrichi di eshmin in kriyash ma'am shonu lekhi kari, so I'll pass the kari, say malo, kamashvalon, vi eshmin, pass them, shonu lekhi nuwata zan fi yuve, vishas toma, aval kriyash on the mati zan fi yuve, imalo, tzricha, behind it to kamashvalon, what's it teaching us in the end? The chol osim it's a part of a mitzvah, filu zusha osim a kalami mena, lo od el sha'ashlo anicha. It sounds like what he's saying, again, I know he's not 100% explicit, he's not taking on Tosfos explicitly, but it sounds like what he's saying is, that kamash malon, that any osik b'mitzvah is potter from any mitzvah, even if the one you're osik is more kal, and the one you're not going to do is more chomer. It sounds like, this is really what the Ra'ah sounds like, that it's a tour across the board. However, who famously holds that there's tvei dinim?
Tosfos,
right? This is very, very explicit, right? Tosfos is a kasha. What's his kasha? His kasha is Abaye works very well. What does Abaye say? Abaye is fine. What does Abaye say in Zvachim? Abaye says that if someone's relative dies before Chatzotah or Pesach, they should bury their relative and not bring Karban Pesach. What? No, Abaye. Right? Says Abaye that mace kodem chatzos he should bury and not bring Karban Pesach. Okay, how would we categorize Abaye's scenario in the Lashon of our Sugya? This is the case of Yesh Bakaris Veloma Tazimne. This is basically the exact case of our Sugya. Before Chatzos is Lomata Zende, even though it's Yodal Nisan, before Chatzos is not the time yet. So this is exactly Yesh Bakaris Velo Mata Zimne, in which case the Svara is Pashut. Abaye's Pashut. Abaye really works fine. Abaye's terrific. Everyone knows that there's no Machlok, no Chakira, if it's Lomata Zimne, and you're Pater. The problem Tos points out is Rava. What does Rava say? Rava says, even after Chatzot, if lo shachtu v'zarku alav, right? Mace, lo mace, achar Chatzos, lifnei sheshachtu v'zarku alav, Or ve'udla, right? More of a listless way of writing. Or we'll use lashon gemara, right? Kodem. Meaning, if it's after Chatzos and you haven't yet brought your Karban Pesach, what does Rava say? Rava says, you bury and don't bring Karban Pesach. This is, what's this case? It's Yesh Bakaris, right? Meaning you're burying and being Patur from Karban Pesach, which has Kares, Ve Mata Zimne. Once this is exactly the nafkamina, yes.
But isn't Rava talking midin aninus, not midin?
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Because Tosos doesn't say that, right?
No, the Gemara is
saying that. I asked you about Tosos, I didn't ask you the Gemara yet. Right? Okay. What you're saying is not what it sounds like from Tosos. So now, what is this? What's you're absolutely right. But now, what's the Svara? According to the it's Nicha. According to the Ra'ah, it's Pashut. There's one din in the end. We don't care about Mata, Lo Mata. We don't care about Kares, not Kares. All we care about is Osik Mitzvah, Patra, Mitzvah. This person's relative died. He should bury his relative. And what's going to be the Karban Pesach? It's Patra from Karban Pesach. For the Ra'ah, it's beautiful. Tosos, though, is the Kasha. That's how we know. Tosos holds differently. Right? Because what does Tosos ask? Tosos asks, first he says Rabbi is okay, he doesn't mention Rabbi by name, but if you look, that's who it is. He says, well, Kasha, Rabbi, Damar Hasim, Idivida, Achratzos, Kan Kodim Shachtim Zarkulov, Kan La'ach Shachtim Zarkulov, Amma, Vitami Lekorum Fila Hecha de Mata, Zvan Chiyuva, Zvan Pesach, Me'achril Shachtim Zarkulov. If they haven't brought a Pesach yet, he's Vitami Lekorum, and he doesn't bring a Pesach. Why? After all, he's not Patrik because of Beshet, because it has Karis. He's not Patrik because of Pesach Sheni, because it's Mata Zemni. And Tosa says, and don't say like the Ra'ah. The ain lomer di goofy alfin me chasen de part of me kriyashma. Don't say you can learn from chasen as part of me kriyashma, even matazimne. The dilma shani kriyashma, the less makaris. No, there's two different dinim. Your potter matazimne only if there's no karis. Your potter, there's karis only if lo matazimne. You can't combine the dinim. The lo azimne pesach, the karis matches my chiyuva. So how do you answer this kasha? The Ra'ah would answer the kasha by saying, and by the way, if you look here in the Pnei Yusuf and the Aruch Laner, they go through all kinds of the big pulpulim to figure out why Tosas didn't answer his kasha this way. Like, Tosas couldn't have thought there was one din. You know, so, okay. So you have to, you look at the Echron, they come up with all kinds of reasons why Tosas didn't hold this way. The Ra'ah would just say, it's one din. Taka, from one pasuk alone you wouldn't have gotten, but both pasuk, you put together the common denominator, the tzad hashavah. What's the tzad hashavah? All those in mitzvahs, pasuk from all mitzvahs, shine. Okay, that is an excellent question. Right, that's a good question, Taka, which is, and that ties into the question Yonatan asked the other day, which is, forget about Osim Mitzvah and Mitzvah. According to that, you should be able to start either and then be Potter from the other. So, because you haven't yet done either, so why wouldn't you, if you haven't yet done either, why wouldn't you do Karban Pesach, which has Karis? And, you know, having nothing to do with our sugya, because, like, you have the opportunity to do either one. And yet, the Gemara sounds very clear. Like, you must do the kvura, not even an option. Because lo yitama mitzvah, and you must do the kvura. That is a very, very good question.
Why does it sound like you must do the
kvur? The Gemara sounds like that, because Yosef HaKohen, they forced him to do the kvur instead of Karban Pesach. It does sound like here. It sounds like in Zvachim, if you look in the Gemara inside. You know, how do we know you can't pick either? And once you can pick either, pick the bigger. And that's not a steer to Osik Mitzvah, Pachim and a Mitzvah. That doesn't help Tosos. That's just a kasha. It's a kasha to everyone but Rashi, who we're about to say, who Yosef already said. So the answer is I can only answer b'dochak. Aaron, you have an answer that's not dochak?
The lashon of the Gemara implies, even if you're true and not being close to it, it says by a holek lishvet is pesach, which so the Gemara sees it as kind of you're already on your way, even though technically you're not osik mitzvah.
Okay, but we do call that osik mitzvah. That's shluchei mitzvah turim and asaka, right? We do call that osik mitzvah. Remember, we had on the board it's halicha considered osik mitzvah, and everyone but the Rav said yes.
Way. That's the wrong way. That's going to your pesach.
Right.
That's the wrong way.
Either way, unless you somehow want to say that once the relative dies, you're automatically considered to be right. Also in the relative, not the Pesach, because you because you have a natural reaction to the. Because unless you want to say that you're automatically going to be osik in the kfura, because once the relative dies, you have a natural connection and you feel like you're involved in this, which you don't have for Karban Pesach. But I admit that that's bedochek, and I'd be interested in hearing a better answer.
Can we say that Rashi disagrees with this definition of matzinei? Because Rashi over here says that by kriyashma, he says that the chiyuv that nizman kriyashma reaches the socha chuppah, and that you already started not that the Zman Krishma had already begun, and now you decided to be Osik.
Yeah, but that should go the wrong way. That should be a culture king. That shouldn't help. That should go the wrong way. Is it? I don't know how should that help answer our questions.
Meaning he just disagrees with Tosis that this is a case of Osik mitzvah, Pater and mitzvah. He would say that in that case, that's not what the Gemara is referring to when it says Mutas.
Okay, that doesn't answer.
But no, it doesn't answer.
Yeah, okay, so hold that thought. So, the for the Ra'ah, it's Nicha, although we have to answer Yom's Kasha and maybe B'docha, right? Tosos.
Why can't you just say that's Pshat? Just because of this Gemara of Yosef Kalein, I feel like it would be a lot easier to take care of that Gemara than this one.
You have to work on it. Tosus leaves with Tzar Dion. What Yosef pointed out is that, but it also ties into what Yosef was saying, is that according to Rashi in Zvachim, this kasha is never a kasha in the first place, it's a pashut in the first place. Because what does Rashi and Zvachim say? Does Rashi and Zvachim say the reason you bury and don't do the Karban Pesach, the mitzvah of burial, takes precedence? What does Rashi say? What's the drasha? According to Rashi, what's the reason? Tosis is assuming. What's the reason in this case for the psak of Rava? What's the reason that you don't bury? Because the mitzvah of Kura, right? That's what Tosis is assuming, right? But, right, Tosis is assuming, his assumption is that the reason you don't bring Pesach is because of Mitzvah's Kfura. The mitzvah of Kfura. And he has good reasons for assuming that. It's not a stupid assumption. He has good reasons for assuming that because this is on Kof Amud Beis. If you go earlier to Daf Kof Amud Aleph, it says there's a stira. On the one hand, it says you bring the Korban Pesach. On the other, it says, Lo yitama mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to mitami and go to your relative's funeral, which is more important than Korban Pesach. So it does sound like it's because. But Rashi says, don't go to only back to the Kof Amud Aleph. Go all the way back to the Sadi Tesla base at the beginning of the Sugya. And what does Rashi say? The reason you bring the Karban Pesach has nothing to do with another mitzvah. Rather,
I don't remember the phrase Rashi says, but it has to do with the Ninos.
It's a psul onen. There's a psul onen for Karban Pesach. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kfura. The mitzvah of Kfura is a side point. Once the psul onen from Karban Pesach, then Meila he buries. But there's really, and the psul aninos has nothing with burial. Where did the psul aninos learn from? What word?
Shalem.
From shlamim to shalem. That a curse can only bring a karbon when they have shlemus, not when they're broken. Right? Okay, so some people say that there's no... We all know there's nothing greater than a broken-hearted person, but there's broken and there's broken, right? When someone's shalem, then they can bring a karbon to Hashem. Someone's an oning. It's not because they have a mitzvah of kura. It's male and oning is soul. We know an oning is soul puzzle in kutchim, right? Midar Reis, what's the name of Ninas we mentioned last time? That he can't eat kutchim or meiser sheni or bring a karbon. Right? An onen is mufur from kutchim because if someone is in such a state of like not realizing the chesed of Hashem and not, you know, and seeing a fractured reality and not seeing that Hashem runs the world in a good way, then, you know, life really is not working out for them. And they can't bring a karbon to Hashem. Then they can't celebrate with Hashem. They're just not in a place where they can do it. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kfura. That's what Rashi says, not here. That's what Rashi says there, which as Yosef points out, means it has nothing to do with this and works out just fine. Right? So, according to Rashi, it's not difficult in the first place. Rashi just avoids the whole issue. Rashi says that in this case, there's a totally different reason. Not because of Tuma and Kfura. Totally different reason. The reason is that there's his own name is Pasol. Pasol Mehakrava an own name is, let's say a little better. There's a Psol Onain Be Hakravas Karban. An own name is not allowed to bring a karban. It has nothing to do with Tuma. It's not because of the mitzvah, because of Tuma. Meaning, what's the reason? One reason is Tosfos, because of Tuma. And then you have the Kasha. One even because of Tuma. It's only Tuma because of the mitzvah. What made that mitzvah beat this mitzvah? But, according to Rashi, because of a psul onen. Even if he's never Tuma, he can't bring the Karban Pesach. Even if he's not Tomei, he can't bring Korban Pesach. Even if the guy is Nebuch, I don't know what the case is, the guy Nebuch, he's in a wheelchair, he can't make it to the funeral anyway, and he's not Tomei, he's still got to bring Korban Pesach. Because it's a psul of aninos. And therefore, it has nothing to do with our sugya at all.
Yeah, but the Gemara there brings a brisa that they were matami the person. So it is. You're doing it.
So Rashi would say you got the order wrong. You thought because they were matami, he didn't bring Korban Pesach. Really, because he's an onan and can't bring the Korban Pesach, then meila he might as well become tamei.
I think Rashi there has a lashon of like, if he didn't end up becoming tamei, then can he bring the Korban Pesach or not?
Right.
Like, if he didn't get
okay.
tamei for whatever.
Reason. Anyway, so this is just a chazer for just a chazer this Tosos for a moment. The Tosos then had a problem. Here was the exact enough communication we were looking for. The mitzvah of Kfura, Pater you from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, even though it had Kareis and even though it was Matzah Zinne, according to Rava. For Tosos, that's a big problem. For the Ra, it would work out fine. But, and Tosos is stuck. Yimamish doesn't have an answer. But, the truth is that according to Rashi, you could solve all the answer from Yaman's Kasha, and Yosef's Kasha, and Yosef's Kasha. According to Rashi, you could solve all these Kasha and say, that Sugya actually has nothing to do with our Sugya whatsoever. It looks like it has to do with our Sugya. Tosos is fooled into thinking it has to do with our Sugya. That it's a burial which overrides and exempts the mitzvah of Pesach. Really, that's not what it was at all. That's not psul onen. It's nothing to do with the Kfura and Tumah. It's not at all parallel to our Sugya whatsoever. It's a totally separate din of a psul onen, and therefore, you can't ask any Kashas whatsoever.
Even though he can't be part of the
Chabur. Yeah, well, what Tosas really holds, seems to hold, is, here I didn't want to go into that whole Tzvachim, that the owning part of the Sugya ended on Dav Kofim and Aleph, and now we're discussing a different part of the Sugya, which is not because of Onain, although then you have to ask, well, what happened to the Psul of... what happened to the psul of Onain? So we have to say, well, I think what Tosos really holds, just excuse me for a second. I think what Tosos really holds, if you look at the way the Mahalach of that sugi, is that everyone agrees there is no psul Onain after Chatzos, because there's no psul Aninos on Yontif, let's say. And after Chatzos is already Yontif, let's say. Everyone agrees there's no psul Aninos after Chatzos. They're only arguing about the mitzvah of Kfura and the Tumah.
Unless he was ignoring God, though, I don't know the history.
Okay, he wasn't. Okay, fine. Now, let me just point out, this is just reading Tosos. I just want to point out one last thing, which is that, number one, you know, I want to, like, figure out just two ways of reading the Sugya. There really is an Afkamina, and that Afkamina happens to perhaps be Gemara, but Tosos assumes it's a Gemara, which doesn't work out for Tosos. Itaka has no answer whatsoever. He's stuck. He goes home with his tail between his legs, and for the Ra'az Derech, it would work fine. But Rashi, according to Rashi, this whole Gemara is irrelevant because the principle is a different principle. Let me just point out that where do you think the Rambam holds? Like Tosos or the Ra'ah? So I already sort of hinted at that. Nearly the Rambam and Avos is like Tosos. Because the Rambam and Avos says, you don't know matan tzchar and shel mitzvos. All mitzvos are equal. And that's why Osek b'mitzvah, patur ben mitzvah, and it doesn't matter which mitzvah is which. Because all mitzvos are equal. And then he says, but sometimes we can know which mitzvah is more important. And that is if it has kareis or an onesh. Now, if you put two and two, I'm putting two and two in the Rambam together and getting, a bold four, not just a regular four, a bold italicized four. You put two and two together, and it says, also gets a part of mitzvah because all mitzvahs are equal. But some mitzvahs are not equal. Some mitzvahs taka are bigger. So if you just follow the Rambam, it would sound like Osig mitzvah, patra mitzvah, in most mitzvahs are equal, but if you know it's bigger, then Osig mitzvah is not patra from that mitzvah. Sounds like the Rambam, like Osig in Tzedakah would not be patra from Korban Pesach. What does he do with our Gemara? No problem, he could just be a Tosos man. Osig in a mitzvah is not patra from a bigger mitzvah that is Kari, it's only patra from an equal mitzvah. What if Pesach Sheni, that was different because Lomata Zinde, that's a different principle, that's not regular Osig in mitzvah. That's a different principle of Lomata Zinde. So I think that I would, again, it's a deal. You could say, don't read the two paragraphs of the Rambam in light of each other. But, since you would think you should, again, the Rambam says, and he even has a magic word. The Rambam says, umipnei zeha ikar, because all mitzvahs are equal, then osik mitzvah is pot, osik and A is potter from B. Then when he admits, having mechashev hefse mitzvah keneged schara, realize that there's an onus for something that has more schar. Then if Korban Pesach and Bris Milah are bigger, put two and two together, then if you're Osik in a regular mitzvah, you're not Potter from Korban Pesach. And if you're Osik in a regular mitzvah, you're not Potter from Bris Milah. And that would fit fine with our Sugya, according to Tosas Mahalach. So I think the Rambam would hold like Tosas Mahalach in our Sugya. How would he answer the Gemara in Zvachim? I think he holds like Rashi there.
It's complicated, and then it would not be a problem anyway. Now, let me just point out, therefore, we now have a very, very fundamental chakira. What's the very fundamental chakira here? The very fundamental chakira is, Osek ben mitzvah is pater from, one, only an equal mitzvah, or two, even a bigger mitzvah. Right? That's the chakira here. Is he only pater from an equal mitzvah, or even pater from a bigger mitzvah? And this goes back to everything we've been saying, everything we've been saying in the last 2 weeks. Right? If you take a Ran or Zeruah approach, that even if you could do both of them, like clearly two mitzvahs is more chomer than one mitzvah, and yeah, you don't have to do two mitzvahs instead of one. As long as you're also going to go to Hashem, you don't have to bother yourself. Then I think they would clearly be on the second side of this chakira, on the Ra side of this chakira.
That's not necessarily true, though.
What's that assumption? It's not necessarily true. It is true, by the way. I just said the Ra and the Reservoir, that once you're also going to vote as Hashem, then you're doing your tafkin, and you have to worry about anything
that's
else.
Fine, but
if you take a different formulation of the Ra, what?
The equation of Schar might not be relevant.
But why? Keep in mind, the Reservoir says, if I'm doing Hashem's Aveda, I don't have to prefer to do Hashem's Aveda and Tzedakah. Isn't it clear that Hashem's Aveda and Tzedakah is more Schar than just Hashem's Aveda? And yet I don't have to. So I think likewise, I shouldn't have to do Karban Pesach. Because
maybe by definition, by doing two things kind of at once, you're doing them less well.
Okay, you're right. That's the other way of reading the round. There's a word. You're right. If it was because of distraction, then you're right. In economy.
So
but if... that's why I said, if you take this formulation of the round, there's a rule. If you take the approach that as long as I'm doing what is Hashem, I tor gomer, then clearly you take the second side of this chakira. Who cared about Karish Shmaris? But if you say no, if you take more of a Tosa side of the chakira, then I think you can still go either way. Say no. After all, if I'm doing something, then I shouldn't interrupt what I'm doing to do something else. Then you could say, no, you should never interrupt what you're doing because interrupting is a terrible mita. Or you could say, no, I shouldn't interrupt what I'm doing to do something else if they're of equal importance. But if one thing is more important, then obviously you have to prioritize. And then it would make more sense that Tosa work very well lishitase. The Ra could also go and switch lines that way. Then I think there's a lot of famous machlokos among the Achronim, which I'm not getting into all the rides back and forth now because the hour is late, but that would fit into this. Like, for example, the famous machlokos is someone who's also going to mitzvah drabbanan pater from mitzvah daraisa. Right? The Achronim ask, hakpolos pnei rabo. That's a mitzvah drabbanan. Does it say in the Torah, do hakpolos pnei rabo? It's only mitzvah drabbanan. So why are they pater from sukkah? Right? So this is a big machlokas. Is an osek and drabbanan pater from daraisa or not? Who did I put on the sheet here? I mean, there's a million reports about this. The Aruch Lener, the Aruch Lener and the Kovashir, neither of them have a firm conclusion, right? They both discuss it. Right? And then the question is, maybe Hakbalas Pnei Rabo proves that osek and drabbanan is pater from daraisa?
And the Kovashir, he says not. No, he says that it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Right,
he's okay, he might be defending that position. Again, the raya, you could either start the Kovach Yerim starts the raya of the Psukim. What's called Shelcham, what's called Shel Gavoah. The Aruch Lener and the Achronim start with the raya of Hakbolas Pnei Rabo. So is it Daraisa, is it Drabanan? Maybe it's Drabanan that proves Drabanan pots from Daraisa. Or maybe Hakbolas Pnei Rabo is really Daraisa. Because really, the point of Hakbolas Pnei Rabo is to learn Torah, and learning Torah is Daraisa. Or the point of Hakbolas Pnei Rabo is Kavatam Yichachamim, and Kavatam Yichachamim is Daraisa. So therefore, okay, Lemaisa though, let me just point out, yes?
How does that play into this at all? Meaning, it seems that the Kovach Okay,
give me half a second. Let's see if we have a fine here. So, Nafgamina is one that we've already seen, is Kuris. Yeshba Karis, right? So here, Toso says that he's not Potter, and the Rambam we think agrees, and the Ra is Mashma that he is Potter. Another Nafkamina could be, what about Osek ben Mitzvah Drabbanan? Not is he Potter from Mitzvah Drabbanan, that's Shmizi. Is he Potter from Daraisa, right? Osek ben Mitzvah Drabbanan, Ha'im Niftar, Mi mitzvah deoraisa. So I think Lanias Dati, unless you're going to say Karis is a special rule, which I'm not leaning towards at all, I would say, according to Tosos, he would not be Potter.
Of course, just like Karis is greater than not Karis, the rice is greater than the Rabbanan. You're not potter from a bigger mitzvah, you're only potter from an equal mitzvah. Now, we don't know Matan Skar and Shal Mitzvos, the Raisa, because Hashem and the Torah didn't reveal it, but we know that the rice is bigger than the Rabbanan, so I think that it should be Pasha that you're not potter. If you say, no, it's a Torgomer.
Unless you're like the Rambam,
that every mitzvah is Doraisa, the Rabban is Doraisa. Okay, so you're right, so you're killing my nafkamina. Unless, right, we know the famous sheet of the Rambam, I think we might have discussed it together once in one of the Masechtas we learned, and according to Rav Chaim, Rambam Mamish holds, unlike the Meshach Chachma, Rav Chaim holds the Rambam Mamish holds every mitzvah Doraban is Doraisa, in which case it kills the nafkamina, because there is no mitzvah Doraban.
Let me bring that up and says that.
Yeah. Okay, so you're right. In this, then, you would say, clearly, that maybe you are a potter. If it's not a bigger or smaller, it's not more or less important. Just if you're doing a Avodas Hashem that's good enough, then you'd really start looking at it from the Kodesh Yerush perspective. Is doing the Drabbanan called your business or called Hashem's business? Remember, the Kodesh Yerush does not say what's bigger and smaller. He's not worried about bigger and smaller. He's just worried about what's considered doing your business and what's considered doing Hashem's business. So I think that his perspective, again, you could say he's just doing technical drushes, but his perspective, the Kodesh Yerush, tell me if I'm remembering wrong, he doesn't once say, well, after all, one is bigger than the other. His whole thing is, if you're doing Mitzvah Darbanan, is that called Sheva Shalcha, or is that called Shemesh Shel Hashem? Is that called Tzircha, or is that called, you know, Tzir Mitzvah?
He said the drushes can be made either way very easily, but he says in the middle that since the din of wearing a talis that's half on, half open, and half closed, you know, is not considered, is a suffix deraisa, which is a derabanan, and he basically says that since we know that, we know that the drusha has to be that it's that derabanan is not b'shiftecha.
Right. Okay, and that, but again, his perspective is that as long as it's considered not you but Shemayim, you're good enough. He doesn't care about measuring. Right? His perspective is not measuring. I think if you were to Tosa's perspective, you'd measure which is greater, which is smaller. I'll just mention one last thing. What about Osek B'Safek Mitzvah? Let's say you had Safek the Reis of the Chumar and you were doing a Safek Mitzvah. What about Osek B'Safek Mitzvah? And this, all the Achronim make Pilpulim, every time you find an Aveda, it might be a Safek Mitzvah. Right? Depends what the Aveda is. If the Aveda is a Talis bag, then one thing. But if the Aveda is a Frisbee, then how do you know? Maybe it's a Jews, maybe it's a Goy, it's only a Safek Mitzvah. Right? So, how are you ever have proof to Rav Yosef? Right? So, maybe that proves that Osik B'Safek Mitzvah is Patur Mem Mitzvah. And this is also a big discussion. The Shagas Aryeh famously starts the discussion by saying, if you're doing a Safek Mitzvah, you're not Patur Mem Mitzvos. And the Imre Bina says, you are Patur for Mitzvos. No, the Rambam says not. It's the Ram who says yes. Right? So, here, Nirlani is Daiti. That if you took Tosos' approach, you would say, of course you're not Potter. After all, you know which is better. A Vada is better than a Safek. Everyone knows in Safek most of the Vadai. But if you took the approach of the Ra'ah here, then you would say, no. Taka, maybe I am Potter. That depends. If I'm doing a Safek mitzvah, am I for sure serving Hashem? Or am I only Safek serving Hashem? If I'm only Safek serving Hashem, then I don't even know if I'm serving Hashem yet. But if I'm for sure serving Hashem, Suffolk, whether I'm a kind of anything, but for, and that's where you get the whole question, right? And that's where the Kodesh Yerush starts by saying, well, the evidence seems to be that when you're doing a drabbanan, and that's considered serving Hashem. When you're doing a Suffolk mitzvah, not so pashut, because after all, it's a, it might be Tolton Mishnah Rabbim on Shabbos. Okay, I'm not getting into the details more, although I will let Binyamin and Yonatan talk. But basically, what I'm saying is that if you take Tosa's perspective, Osek mitzvah, patur and mitzvah is two separate dinim. If it's lomata zimne, that's one din. But if it's lomata zimne, the normal case, it's only if the mitzvah are equal, not about a lower mitzvah, it's not patur for a higher mitzvah. Then it's pasha that Rabbanan shouldn't patur from deraisa. And it's pasha, it's triage. It's pasha that Safek shouldn't patur from a vadai. But if you take the Ra's perspective, then you'd say no. I mean, unless you want to make every Rabbanan deraisa, famous Rambam, and Rukhayim. But if you say no, if you say, no, take the Ra's perspective, it's one joint in the end. It's a tzad hashava in the end. Elzing in any mitzvah possible, any mitzvah, and we don't care about the details. It's just a categorical rule, which makes sense. You're doing a Avodas Hashem, you're categorically potter. Then you might say, then I think you would say, well, even if I'm doing Drabbanan, if that's considered doing Avodas Hashem, I'm potter. And the Kodesh Yerush says, leans towards saying, that is considered to be doing Avodas Hashem, because it's not my personal business. It's not my personal business. It's Hashem's business, even though it's Rabbanan. And even if you're doing a Safek mitzvah. But still, I'm not doing my personal business. This is not to make me happy. It's not to make money. This is my religious obligation. Tak, it's still a religious obligation. It's still Avodas Hashem. You ask the Mesilas Yesharim, you know, am I doing Avodas Hashem? Does it make a difference if I'm doing a Deraisa or a Drabanan, or if it's a Safek Deraisa L'chomer, or if it's a Vadai? Yeah, Avodas Hashem is Avodas Hashem, he would say. So in which case, I can't promise, but definitely it's a strong tzad to say that you'd be potter ben a mitzvah. Yonatan.
I mean, even if you have a suffix mitzvah, I mean, what happens if you accomplish that suffix mitzvah? That might have just as much schar as the other mitzvah that you knew you would have thought I'd accomplished and done it. So it really doesn't tell you anything about the schar that, oh, for suffix mitzvah, if you so potter.
Ah, but you're saying is even if you're the Tosfos perspective, yeah, since it might be the same schar and it might not, you're back to where you started. The Einat Tegadim Matan Schar Shal Mitzvahs. And you wouldn't say, okay, that's an interesting question.
And I don't think anyone would really say that if you did a suffix mitzvah, you're going to be kaim a derabana. I mean, is that really true?
No,
I mean,
no, they're two separate things.
No, I understand. I'm just saying. So then, therefore, you really...
Ah, okay, fair enough. Okay, so I'll leave that as Yesh Lion.
But yeah. I'm going to point out that by Kriptid Rabbi Yosef, you know it's a Jew, so it's probably not something.
How do you know?
Because it's the guy who you're with or not.
You're in the case of Nedarim, yes, but Kriptid Rabbi Yosef comes up not in Nedarim also, though. Meaning, it was only Lo Shchiach in Nedarim. There are other sugyas where it doesn't say Lo Shchiach, but it still comes up. That's why the Marachos were said. It only says Loshtiya in the Dar, but it comes in other cities also. Well, they could always make the Okimta. It was a Talos bag.
Another daf.
I mean, or the equivalent 2,000 years ago.
My another daf may be that, according to the second way of looking at things, like the Ra's perspective, that you now no longer have this other principle emerge, that there's like mitzvahs today and mitzvahs tomorrow, because there's no difference in time any longer. Uh-huh. So therefore, would that give you the capacity to say that I want to do the mitzvah in 2 days, and I won't, if I start doing this mitzvah, I won't be able to do that one. So instead, I'm going to sit down and I'll...
You mean the Radvaz is...
Yes.
You know, there's a Chacham Tzvi disagrees with the Radvaz.
It's a like
So I think you're right. I think you're right. Then you have to... Then you're going to ask me another question, then I'm going to answer you. You're going to ask me another question, I'm going to answer that also, but I'm not going to do it now. Okay. So, Chesky, instead I'm just going to ask you to take a picture of the board and where you want in the Gemara. Okay. So, so much for the very, very important Shaktavatari, this very important Srikhusa. And again, this is a good methodological point. Again, if Lichtenstein was here, he would tell me a methodological point. It's not just how to analyze this sugya, it's how to analyze every sugya. Whenever, well, this would have covered A without B, and this would cover B without A, and now we have them both. Is that both a joint din klali regardless, or is it tzvi dinim, each one that covers its own local case? And here we see it seems to be machlokas rishonim. The Gemara then continues. Gufa. They're coming back to discuss something we had earlier, which is a tangent from our main sugya. I'm Rav Barzavnim, Rav Avol Chayim Kol Mitzvah, Torah, Moritz, Torah, Chutz, and Tefillin. Avol is Chayim in all mitzvahs except for Tefillin. Sharing never been Be'er, because Tefillin are called Be'er. That's what we had earlier, right? So far as the quote earlier. What did it say? I'm Rav Barzavnim, Rav Avol Chayim Kol Mitzvah, Moritz, Torah, Chutz, and Tefillin. Sharing never been Be'er. Then he continues, and he says, Sharing never been Be'er. Hashem tells Yechezkel, it's interesting, there are a few Nevi'im who did, you know, a real, like, show-and-tell act. You know, a real, you know, most of the Nevi'im just, like, said. There are a few Nevi'im who did, like, really weird things. Yechezkel, this is not the weirdest thing he did. Hashem tells Yechezkel to do a lot of weird things. Okay, this is, anyone want to know where you get, like, all these... anyone here go to Azrieli? What do you call when you shouldn't just frontal lecture, but you should have all kinds of different ways of transmitting things, etc.? Right? The modern educational techniques. You shouldn't just give someone a lecture. You should demonstrate things to them, and you should bring it home with, like, activities, etc. So it all comes from the Torah. Hashem tells Yechezkel, don't just give them a Musar Shmooz, but do things that really bring it to life and make a roshim on them. So Hashem said, one of the things Hashem said to Yechezkel is that I'm going to take your beloved of your eyes, right? Rashi says here, someone says that his wife died, and you shouldn't do avelus, right? And then that'll be a mashal for your nevuma. So what are all the things he told not to avelus? For example, he told him wear shoes. From here we deduce, and it says about cotton, that an oval is not allowed to wear shoes, right? Just for example. So one of these homes, pe'ercha chavash alecha, wear your glory. And where your glory means tefillin, so atu de mechayim kuli al maftiri, you have to wear tefillin because you're doing this special show. But a regular avel doesn't wear tefillin.
How is this a show if he wasn't doing anything external that could identify him as an avel?
First of all, there's machlokes shonim knocking into whether he kept the issue of Talmud Torah and Shalom or not. Tosfos on Aleph holds he kept that Isser, and the Rabbeinu Hanan Olam Mokutten holds not. So the answer is everyone knows that he was a novel, so it's weird when he acts not like a novel. He was famous. This only applies to the first day, to the pasuk that says, in a totally different context, the end will be like a bitter day, from where why do you have to say ki yomar? Could have just says the end will be bitter. If you want to give a peronis, you say, your end will be bitter. You know, why do you say a bitter day? So it's a remez that in Kol Tarkula for halachic purposes, bitterness lasts a day, and not 8 days, and not 3 hours, and not 6/5 of a day. It lasts a day. Okay, so therefore, that's the din of Avel is pater min atfilin. The formulation in other studies of Avel is aser b'tfilin, which is seems to be how we paskin the mainstream psak. A novel's potter and usher from tefillin. Okay, why it says potter, maybe we'll get to. So a novel's potter minutes tefillin, shari never behem pe'er. So first, there is something strange about Rav's formulation. What's strange about his formulation? A novel's potter minutes tefillin because it's called pe'er. And Hashem said to Yechezkel, pe'er chachav shalecha, etc. Now, okay, where it comes out strange, on other bases it's not so strange. It's called Pe'er as per this pasuk. What's strange is I'm an Aleph. What does it say? Amar Vav Rezatam Rav Avol Chayv Bechol Mitzvos Torah Chutz Tefillin. Sure, now Ben Pe'er. An Avol is Chayv and Mitzvos, but he doesn't wear Tefillin because it's called Pe'er. Okay, because it's called Pe'er, that sounds like a Svara. Because Tefillin is Pe'er, it's a Svara that an Avol doesn't wear Tefillin. He doesn't mention anything about a pasuk. He just says a Svara. Now that is. That is very strange. That is very strange because what do you need a svara? It's a pasuk. And Rashi Hataka says a svara. What svara does Rashi here say? What? No, he doesn't say that here. Here he says exactly, an Avel doesn't mispire, and Avel is not glorified, and if he wears glory, then he's showing he's not an Avel, he's violating his betraying his Avelus. Okay, it's a svara. Rashi said a svara. If you just learned Sukkah Chav Hei Amud Aleph and you never got Sukkah Chav Hei Amud Bet, we all had that experience for a couple weeks, then you would just think it's a svara. You would never know. It's based on the drush of a pasuk, right? So why does he have to say this svara? Why not just say it's a pasuk? That's a question which Tos already bothered by, right? Lekamen Faris Tos says Lekamen Amud Aleph. Later on, they'll darshan a pasuk. But why does here it sound like a svara, like a tam is compare, like it's a svara? So why do you need the svara if you have a pasuk? Okay, that is Tosos's kasha. Why do you need the svara if you have a pasuk? What does Tosos answer? Tosos kasha is why do you need a svara if we have a pasuk? After all, why does an Avel Usser wear shoes? Because you're darshan the pasuk, right? So why do we need a svara? So what does Tosfos answer? What? To not extend to other mitzvos, right? So Tosfos says to not extrapolate to all mitzvos. You might have them, you make a binyan have and extrapolate to all mitzvos. And all those potter from all mitzvos, not so crazy. You should make some little fun of from all mitzvos. Maybe an oval also potter from all mitzvos. And especially since all the culture kula is a hekish, the whole Torah is compared to tefillin in many places in Shas. Okay, so you should then know tefillin, we have to give a svara why that was a special reason for tefillin. And don't extrapolate to all of the mitzvos. What is the Rashba saying, Subos? Says the Rashba, it's just Taima Dekra. Meaning, we really don't need a reason. We're just giving a philosophical explanation. It's not halachically necessary, like Tosa says. It's just a philosophical explanation of the Pasuk. Okay, the Ritfing Subas asks on him, since when does the Gemara need to give philosophical explanations for Pesukim? Okay, Yesh Lion, but, meaning, there's no, what? It doesn't make a difference. Well, for many Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference because they hold that Velus only draw button. So the fact that it's learned from the Navi is not anything weird. For the Rambam, who holds Velus and Doraisa, it still doesn't make a difference because all the Velus learned from the Navi, and yet it's Doraisa. So the Rambam assumes that it was Allah Moshe Sinai that Yechezkel just
hinted at in the Psukim. So therefore, okay, the rush. Okay, now the Tosas and Brachos though has two opinions. The first opinion is like this, but the second is more interesting. What does Tosas and Brachos say? How does he answer this question? His second answer. His first answer is the same as here. Exactly. He says there's something strange here. Since tefillin only applies the first day. All the other things we learn from Yecheskel, like shoes, apply all 7 days. Now, do we have a good mucker why tefillin only applies the first day? What does the Gemara say? Because bitterness is only the first day. I just have a problem. If bitterness is only the first day, then all the other veils should also only apply the first day. I mean, if Yachrisa Kiyomar is too general. Yeah, bitterness is one day, so all of our veils should be one day. So all of our, but we don't say all the rest of Avelus is one day, right? Do I have the whole pasuk here in my fancy Ozvahadar? Shouldn't I have the whole pasuk in the Pesco? Yeah. Nalchotasim raglecha, right? He should not wear shoes. Why do we say Achrisa kiyomar, only one day not wearing shoes? We know that's not true. There's 7 days not wearing shoes. Velosatel safam, atifas arosh. Forget about the fact we don't do it nowadays. That we'll learn in the afternoon. Why don't we say atifas arosh is only one day? No, we say that's all 7 days. And even Heinonik Dom, not the Isra Shela Shalom and Kama Torah. We don't say it's only one day. So why daf is still only one day? Achrisa kiyomar is not a complete answer. Because Achrisa kiyomar is a general pasuk that bitterness lasts one day. So then all of Avelos should be one day. Why do we pick Dafka's filling to be one day? So, there are other answers. One answer might just be that since it's all Drabanan, therefore, they didn't want to take away tefillin too much since it's an important mitzvah. Okay, that's the Ritva and the Ksubos. It's just judgment call of the Rabbanan. Or some Achronim suggest maybe it's just Halacha Moshe Misinai and it's not based on the Pasuk. Although that's not what it sounds like from here. But it's really a mystery. Why is tefillin only usher one day? I know the Gemara gives an explanation, but it's not a complete explanation. It's not a sufficient explanation. Because Achrisa Kiyomar could refer to any Nihuge Avelos. Why does Achrisa Kiyomar apply only to tefillin? It's a good question, no? So what is Tosfos and Brachos' answer? Now, there are other Bali Tosfos who have an opposite perspective. Tosfos and Brachos' answer is an interesting answer. What's his answer? He kills two birds with one stone, right? It's weird. Why is tefillin only usher one day? And the Gemara's explanation is not really... It's a good start, but it's not a full answer. It's weird. Why do you need a Svara if you have a Pasuk? So, obviously, you put two and two together, right? So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that... From only the Pasuk, we would think that it's Aser Kol Shiva, right? But from the Svara we learn that it's only Aser one day, right? From Svara we learn... Now again, without the Pasuk, maybe we wouldn't have done anything with the Svara. Without the Pasuk, we would have just said, I'm not going to make new rules based on Svara. Once we had, if we had only the Svara, we wouldn't have made up a new halacha. If we had only the pasuk, we would have said 7 days like the rest of the pasuk. But once we have the pasuk, we add the Svara to interpret the pasuk. We now know, we learn that it's only usher for one day. Why? Because only one day is merivas. For the one day of merivas, not all 7 days. What do you have for 7 days? Avelos. It's not also for the 7 days of Avelos.
The Yomar is also a pasuk.
Yeah, I meant the other pasuk, sorry. Right, I mean, if only for the pasuk of Yechezkel, from only the pasuk in Yechezkel, we would have thought it was also 7 days of Avelos. Come Mashmon from the Svar, it's only also 1 day of Merirus, not 7 days of Avelos. Now, what's the lumbus behind this? Why would the Svara teach us? The Svara is because it's Pe'er. How does the fact that it's Pe'er teach us that it's only usher one day, not all 7 days of Avelos? Meaning, if it was not glorious, then it would be usher all 7 days. But since it's a glory, it's only usher one day of Merivas. What's the Svara there? I can read it. What's the Svara there? I mean, I can read it. The Lashon Aaron.
The Svara is a clash between what Phil is trying to achieve and what Avelos slash Marius is trying to achieve. And now it's as in, so there's a logic behind it. And that logic, we say, only breaks down after one day. It's only when there's the height of Marius there's a clash with that
When there's a heightened Marirus, the Klakini, you can't have Marirus. What's Rashi's phrase in Brachos? Not here. Ma'olel ba'afar karno, right? His horn is, you know, in the dirt. Okay, he doesn't mean literal horn. You know, not Michelangelo here. Horn means pride in Lashon Mikra, right? His pride is in the dirt. That's a stira to pair. It's a stira to pair. It's only the Omeriris is ma'olel ba'afar karno is a stira to pair. The rest of the time, it is, when you have a velus without merirus, that's not a stira to pair. Only a velus with merirus is a stira to, is a stira to pair. Right, so that's what he says. Meaning, a velus is not so ser pair because it's not me'olel ba'afar karno. But Merirus is so serpair because it is what Rashi would say there, Ma'olel Ba'afar Karno. Now, here I think we already begin to get into some lambda. So I should mention, the Rush is a very radical idea in Moikatan. It's very radical. It's even hard to even figure out exactly what he's trying to say, the Rush in Moikatan, I admit. Hard to figure out exactly what he's trying to say. But the words he says are clear. He says that, he says we don't really learn it from Yechezkel, right? That's what he says. It's not really something we learn from Yechezkel. It's just the svara that it's not nachon to put pe'er in a makom of efer. It's just the svara it's not nachon to put pe'er in a makom of efer. It's not really learned from Yechezkel. Now, it's a little funny. What does he mean? The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yechezkel, right? So you have to figure out exactly what he means, right? But the Rush says it. I didn't bring a Rush in my cotton, but right, Morty has a Rush in my cotton, always the rescue, right? And his Lashon is clear. He starts with, this is the big one about whether a veil is the Raisa Drabana, and some people want to prove it's the Raisa for the fact that it pushes off the filling. And how could Drabana push off the filling? It's not a very good time, because Drabana could push off B'Shev Altasa could passively push off the Raisas, which he throws in at the end. But then he says, the Linere deptor the Tfilin Lam Yechezkel Gomrin. We don't really learn it from Yechezkel. Dimke Niftergal Sheva, then it would be Pater all 7 days. Kishar Mili Davelis to Gomrin Mine. The other Lomifter me Tfilin Eliom Rishon. Elmi the Siv me Yechezkel Perchachom Shalecha Alma Tfilin Nikrupeer. It's just showing that Tfilin is called Peer. Really, they took us far. From Yechezkel, we just learned Tfilin is called Peer. We don't really, again, it's against the Pashim HaKadim, we don't really learn Dini Avelos from Yechezkel in this line. We just learn it's called Pe'er. The Avel B'Yomar M'Olba for Karno, and or Hehari B'Efer Karno, and in Avel, in that one day Marirus, his pride is in ashes. V'Ein Nachon Sheyasim Avel Tfilin Shu Pe'er B'Makom Efer. It's not proper to put Pe'er in a place of Efer. So says the Rush something which I think is more radical than Tosfos and Brachos. It's along the derech of Tosfos and Brachos. But something more radical than Tosfos and Brachos says the Rush something which is very radical. It's against the Pashtus Bar Gemara. Yes?
How could the Pasuk in Chesed be the source that Pe'er, that Tfilin are Pe'er? What in the Pasuk tells us that it's referring to Tfilin?
It's obvious that it's referring to Tfilin. What else would it be referring to?
I
think.
I don't know.
You think he wore a gold crown every day? What did he wear every day? He wore tefillin.
I don't know. Maybe he had some sort of nice.
There's before Borsellinos.
I don't know. It could have been a lot of things.
Okay. I mean, you're right. It's still a good question. I'm making fun of you. you know, and who knows? Maybe they did have Borsellinos then.
I saw Rav Rum and Ahara with a different pasuk to prove that tefillin are pe'er. Like, I don't know.
That's not what the Rush says, though.
Pasha, but there's nothing in the Pasuk that teaches that.
What?
There's nothing in the Pasuk that tells that it's referring.
Right, but the Rush thinks we learned from Yechezkel it's called Pe'er. You're right, we could have said we know otherwise it's called Pe'er and then use that to type Yechezkel. But the Rush says we learned from Yechezkel it's called Pe'er. It's a good question. The only thing, you're right, you have a good question on the Rush, the only thing I can think of, because if you're not the Rush, you'd say, we know Tfilin is Pe'er from someplace else. Then we use that to know that the Yechezkel is talking about Tfilin and then get the ball rolling. But the Rush says we learn that Tfilin is called Pe'er from Yechezkel. And you'll say, why? The only thing I think of, I know what Tzdachuk is, because what else could it be? You know, and then I know that's a little Tzdachuk, but I don't have anything better. Says the Rush that the real Makor, that it's not It's not a limud from Yechezkel. Rather, it is a pure svara. We call it Yechezkel. Yechezkel just illustrates that it's called Pe'er, but it's really a pure svara. Okay, that's a big finish. It's not what it sounds like from Shad in the Gemara, but he says it is a pure svara. Now, so here we have a range. It could be that it's really a drusha. We just give time to the krah. We give time to the krah to not extrapolate. It could be it's really a drusha, which is modified by a svara, or it could be that it's really a pure svara. But now we have to figure out, and then we're going to come back to this, of course, what's the svara? What is the svara? So, you tell me, before we read the Makoros, what are... the svara is the stira between Pe'er and Merirus. So I'll ask you a simple question. So what? What's the big deal if there's a stira? What's so terrible about a stira? After all, we're all talmidim of the Rav, directly and indirectly, right? We live with stiras. We glory in that, right? And we can handle dialectic. What's so bad? Why is it the end of the world if there's a stira? Sometimes you do have to do stiras in halacha taka. So what's the end of the world if it's a stira?
You say it ruins the whole keim of the mitzvah.
Ah, so you could say it ruins tefillin. Meaning...
Or
avails. Sorry, which one did you mean?
No, I meant both. I mean, you ruin...
Okay, so this is here the chakira is obvious.
You have to say either one.
Right, you have a stira between two things. The question is the problem that avails is so sir tefillin, or is the problem that tefillin is so sir avails? If you would read Rash, because we're going to get to that, but the hour is late. But first, the reason is because whenever you want to say tzvig dinim, you have to have a reason. So, what does Rashi here sound like? Avelis says, what's the problem? The problem is, he doesn't seem to think it's a begam you're filling, right? He doesn't say, oh, how can you treat the halakha tefillin that way? He says, what's the problem? Tefillin are great, they're very fancy. When you act so fancy, you make it look like you're not an avel, you make it look like you're a regular guy. That shteres your avelis.
Can you also read Rashi as saying, and therefore he's being so sort of tefillin? And what the second part of Rashi is the reason Hashem made him put Yechezkel put it on at that time to make him not look like an avil? Because that's definitely what's happening in the psukim.
I hear your taina. I think it might be too creative. I hear your taina, okay. But I think because you're reading a lot into that first half where he really doesn't say that much. So here we have this, the obvious chakira. The chakira is tefillin. La'avel, right, Isser, tefillin la'avel. One way of saying is that it's a din in avelus. What's the din in avelus? Just like going to a wedding is up associated your avelus because you're making yourself look happy and you should make yourself look sad. Just like walking around with untorn garments or walking around with shoes. After all, when you look fancy, then that's associated your avelus. Just like you're not supposed to put on makeup during avelus. So you shouldn't look fancy. And you're supposed to get a haircut and cut your nails, so you shouldn't look fancy. So you're not supposed to wear tefillin because it looks fancy. Okay, you should wear clothing. You should look decent. I mean, not decent. You should wear torn clothing. You should be covered and decent, but look bad. So therefore, you can't wear teferis. So this is what it sounds like from Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah says that, what's the problem? The problem is that... Mare be'atzmo, or let me say better, kishem isparer, when you're fancy, mare be'atzmo, she'eno avel, you're showing that you're not an avel. When you're acting fancy, you're showing you're not an avel. It's just as bad as putting on shoes, or putting on makeup, or getting a haircut. You shouldn't be fancy when you're an avel. That's so you're avelus. So maybe it's me suri avelus. On the other hand, what? Give me a second. Give me a second. On the other hand, if you look at the lashon of Rashi and Brachos, and I know obviously we have to get them together at some point, although maybe not now because it's almost 1 o'clock. Don't laugh. If you look at Rashi and Brachos, Rashi says, I apologize, he says, Kevin Bo'u Pe'er, notice his lashon, Bo'u Pe'er, and Rashi and Brachos and Ksuba is very similar. Tefillin need Pe'er, it's not the need of Avelus, the need of Tefillin. Tefillin needs Pe'er. And the problem is, Avel Mas'ola B'Tzaro Be'Afar, the Avel is rolling in the dirt, Ve'ein zeh pe'er. It's a begam of tefillin. The kiyum of tefillin requires pe'er, and an oval can't have pe'er. And I don't think he means it actually depends if the oval is in dirt or on linoleum. You know, he means that he's psychological. He doesn't mean physically he's in dirt. He means an oval can't have pe'er. He can put on tefillin, but it won't be a proper kiyum of tefillin. Because the kiyum of tefillin is not to have funny black boxes on your head. The kiyum of tefillin, according to Rashi, is to have the pe'er of tefillin. And therefore, since the oval is mufra from pe'er anyway, he can't put on tefillin. Here is, you could say, it's a din in tefillin. And this is the lashon of Rashi and Brachos and Ksubos. He says, tefillin requires pe'er, and an avel cannot be mekayim mitzvahs tefillin. Not mekayim, tefillin. He can keep his tefillin existing. It means he can't mekayim the mitzvah tefillin. Right? Because he can't have pe'er. And then if you ask, because he can't have pe'er, and then if you ask, well, so fine, he can't be mekayim his mitzvahs tefillin. Because it's not pe'er. If he wants to let him wear it anyway, he won't be mekayim a mitzvah. Who addresses that? Yes, you were right.
The Ritva.
The Ritva says you're really potter, and then the Kedushas Tefillin, once you're potter, you're usser. What does he mean? Keep in mind what he means. What does he mean, Kedushas Tefillin, once you're potter, you're usser? He doesn't mean that it's never mutter put on Tefillin when you're technically potter, right? Meaning, I'm not getting into politics here, but if Michal Bashol wore Tefillin when she was potter, it wasn't a Pagam of the Kedusha. What he means is that if you're mufka from the Kiyum of Tefillin and they're just black boxes without a Kiyum mitzvah, then it's a chiluk kedushas tefillin to wear them. To wear tefillin in a way they won't be tefillin, they'll just be boxes, is a chiluk kedushas tefillin.
That's Ritva, though, not Rashi.
I know, I'm adding the Ritva. And I add here the Ritva. How do I know the Ritva? How do I prove the Ritva has a din in tefillin? Because he says it's two steps. Step A is potter, and step B is once it's potter, it's also usser, because tefillin are not a prop. Tefillin can't be a prop. Either you have the kiyum of tefillin, or you should leave them in a closet respectfully.
Why do you have to say that's for tefillin? Because it's
why do I know tefillin? Very simple. If it started out as a din avelus, would it start as a ptur or as an isser? Avelus can only start as an isser. It's usser for an avel to be fancy. Why would avelus start as a ptur? The first step of the ptur is optional. Why would avelus start as optional? It's a din to be the kind of avelus that has to be optional in tefillin. It makes no sense. Meaning, if you said, if it's a din in avelus, it has to start as an isser, not be a two-step process. An avel is not allowed to be fancy. You would never say, what are you din in avelus that shoes are optional? No, that's ridiculous. There's no din in avelus of optional. Din in avelus are obligatory. So it has to start as an isser. But if it's a din in tefillin, then it makes sense. It starts optional. Why is it optional? Well, you can't be mekayimit. So then, if you want to, you can, but it won't be a kiyum. Potter. And then it becomes an isser. Once it's not a kiyum, you're not allowed to fool around and use tefillin just as a prop in a play, and therefore it becomes usser. So I think it's pashut. Whoever says it starts, the ptur becomes an isser, or is it din in tefillin?
I mean, the lashon of the Ritva is that it's eino roi la'avel she'ei mechayim pe'er.
Well, so, okay.
Live up to the...
Where is this?
Which means he can't not do it. I mean, you're at Tsar for that.
Okay, that's a good kosh on me. Okay, maybe we'll leave the Tsar Ian until next time. It's not a good kasha on me. I really think it's a good kasha on the Ritva because then if it's Eino Roi L'Avel She'Mechayim Pe'er, why is he Potter? He should be Usser Miyad. Right? Okay, so let us pick up with this. Okay, obviously we have to fit the Rush, we have to fit the Rambam. We're really very close to the end of Makor Sheet 4. Four, because four is just nafkaminas of three. So we're really caught up. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, we'll have to pick up Amir Hashem on Thursday we'll finish up this inyan very quickly, and we'll address Yosef's point to the best I can, although I really have to think about that one. Because everything else I have an answer for. But okay, give me time. We'll see if it's my paraduma, my Achilles paraduma. And we'll just finish up with this, Amir Hashem, and then we're going to go on in the Gemara, this very, very, very crucial line about Chasa, about Avel and Sukkah, and then try to go further than that in the Gemara also. The Chasam and Sukkah really is the yisod of the whole Masechet. Abel and Sukkah, the yisod of the whole Masechet. So we'll see. Maybe we won't go through all